Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Lee Branham is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Keeping the People Who Keep You in Business and also The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. He's the founder of the principle of Keeping the People Incorporated, and he's one of the guys who talks to us about how to make sure that we are as successful as possible with the people we have and the people we try to hire. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Lee, as always. You know, Lee, we're heading into, I don't like to say negative economic times, because I think we got some challenges, but I still believe that we can make this, the economic times in front of us, We have just as much of a chance to make it a positive year as we have to capitulate and make it a negative year.
Well, I totally agree with that. The situation we're having now, is a little, it's foreboding, the feeling that you get in the economy. It's kind of the way people were feeling in about 2001.
Yep.
And we did go through a real rough patch there, but a funny thing happened during that time. Companies started getting less concerned with employee satisfaction and more concerned with employee engagement.
Yeah.
Which means, are they producing? I mean, are they, it's not just that they're happy and contented fat and happy, that sort of thing. In good times you can think that way, but in hard times you got to think, well, are they not only happy, but are they producing as well? And we've talked about this before, but, the research from Gallup shows that only about 25% of the people are giving more than they have to during the workday.
Right.
And so the question is, how can you raise that percentage? Let's say you're one of those average companies, and you got 25% of your people giving more than just, more discretionary effort than they have to. What do you do to get that percentage up to 35%?
Mm-hmm.
If you get it up to 35%.
And what do you have to do, and what would that mean to the company?
Yeah, what would that mean to the company?
And right? The more you build that, the more you increase that percentage, then it starts to become a fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets to be a point where it's kind of a critical mass, and it gets to be infectious in the organization, and other employees look at these engaged employees and say, well, wait a minute, if they're engaged, maybe I should think about it too. But there's a give and get back phenomenon happening, with leaders of small companies, where there's two sort of frames of mind, and you can't hold both frames of mind at the same time. And one of them is, if I give to my employees, they'll just take advantage of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one frame of mind. The other one is, if I give to my employees, they will give back to me. And in my experience, leaders of small companies are either one or the other.
Well, and both of them probably have experience with those.
Mm-hmm.
We've all employers have had experience where you try to do something nice for certain employees,
yeah,
and they don't get back, they take advantage.
Well, that's right, and there's truth.
And it's not hard to be a cynical employer, is it?
No, it absolutely isn't, because there are people who will take advantage of what you give to them. And but it's not as big a percentage as most employers think. It's the research shows it's only maybe 5 to 10% of employees, mm-hmm, will do that. And of course, those are probably the people you want to be weeding out.
You need to be getting rid of those anyway.
Well,
I guess the thing that I'm keep coming back to is we're entering an interesting year and a foreboding year economically. And if we're going to pull this out, if we're going to actually, refuse to participate in a downturn, which is what I'm doing, I refuse to participate. And
yep,
I'm encouraging my audience to just don't participate in a downturn. We can change this thing, but we got to have engaged employees to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
yep.
we?
Yep, you do. We do.
We can't do it by ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. You've got to do several things right, and one of those things is you've got to be successful as an organization. If you're not successful as an organization, then it's hard to inspire people around where we're going as a company, and that's the first rule of engagement, is they have to believe that you have a clear vision of where you're going, and not just that you have it, but they have it in their heads, too, because you've communicated it.
Exactly. And so that's the thing you got to do, and that's what I want you to help us with when we come back after these messages. How do we convey, if you're a business owner and you're with me, you're saying, you know, Blast, I agree with you. I refuse to participate in this downturn. Well, you got to get that message to your employees, and you got to do it the right way. We're going to get Lee Brown to help us do that right after these messages, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Lee Branham is our guest. His book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave.
Every day I get in the queue. Get on the bus that takes me to you. I'm so nervous, I just sit and
we're
smile.
Back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show. You can podcast it. You can stream it. You can subscribe to it. Lots of different things there you can do. Thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, including past shows we've done with Lee Branham, our guest this half hour. Also, we got thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. You can check out our blog. Lots and lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Lee Branham and I are talking about how to make sure that if we're going to refuse to participate in an economic downturn in or whatever you want to call it in 08, you got to have some help. You got to have some people, your people, to be marching with you, to be on in line with you. And Lee, we already know that the engaged people in our businesses are outnumbered by the disengaged people, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. 3/4 of the workforce is either actively disengaged, which means they're trying to undermine their employers, 15%, and the other 60% are just not engaged.
Is that like a zombie? Would that be like a zombie? They're just kind of walking around in a haze or something?
Well, the 15% are...
I mean the middle one. The middle one.
Yeah, they're kind of zombie,
kind of like zombies,
going through the motions. But they have their good days and they have their bad days. And on some days, maybe you and I aren't as engaged as we could be.
No. I'm 100% all the time. But the thing is, Lee, is that if our engaged people are outnumbered, that's a hill to climb, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, because it gets to be contagious in the workplace, and it's like a virus. So it's hard to re-engage people. But the way to do it is to do several things in the right order. And first of all, is make sure they understand what the plan for the company is, and that how it's going to be successful. And the second thing is to hire the right people and get them on the bus and have careful ways of doing that. And the third way is to give them good feedback, especially Generation Y, the young people coming into the workforce now who need their hands held a little bit longer and need a little more feedback because that's the way their parents have raised them. You know, helicopter parents, you know about helicopter parents.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing. It's the day-to-day work of engaging people, and the manager's job is not to sit in the office and make phone calls and shuffle paper. The manager's job is to get out and get face to face with their people, ask them, you know, what do they want to get out of their work experience, where do they hope to go in their careers, take an interest in them as an individual, because these are human beings. These are not just interchangeable parts, you know.
Is part of the reason? Do you think part of the reason people are not engaged is because not because of them so much as it is the management?
It's both. But
I mean, if there are some people who won't let you bring them down, who won't let you, won't let you mismanage them so that they fail. Some people have that kind of a force in them.
Exactly.
They're by golly going to be successful. But there are a lot of people who show up and they sort of, without saying it out loud, what they're telling you is, I'm a piece of clay. Mold me and make me.
Yeah. Well, that's not good either. I mean, and if it feels like you're buying into their need to be molded, you won't want to do it. But here's the thing. If you're the manager, you're the one with the responsibility to get the most out of these people. You can't just say, wait a minute, it's your job to give all in spite of what I do. Because what you do affects their willingness to give more than they need to give. And we've got this massive middle, 60% in the middle, who are kind of looking to go. It's kind of like politics, you know. Which way am I going to go? I'm undecided.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, I've got a lot of energy, Lee. I got more energy than most people.
Right.
But I'm not sure I've got enough energy to make all my employees happy. To just make sure that every little thing that they need is done. Is there anything wrong with talking to your employees and saying, all right, look, folks, we're in this together. If you've chosen to come to work with me, and I've chosen to let you come in the door, we're in this together. So I'm willing to go 5% more than halfway if you're willing to come my way more than 5%. And together, that makes us 110% of effort.
That's the perfect thing to say.
And then say, okay, now, I know what I want you to do to go 5% more than halfway toward me. What do I need to do that for you? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing's wrong with that. The problem is that a lot of managers are not willing to make that second question and ask what do I need
to
do.
It hurts.
Yeah, it feels like swallowing humble pie or something. You know, and it feels like bending over too far in the direction of these young snot-nosed kids. You know what I mean? You hear that a lot. You hear that from older employers and managers and owners who say, I'm not going to bend their direction. They've got to come my way.
We have a challenge in the marketplace right now, don't we? With long-in-the-tooth managers and whippersnappers coming in, don't we?
But the most mature and progressive response to this is to do it both ways. Here's what I need you to change and adapt, and here's what I want to hear is, well, how do I need to adapt to you? Because you do.
When we come back after these messages, I want to talk about loving your work. Is it really possible? We're going to get Lee thinks it is. He's going to give us some information. He's done some research on this. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 10 till. Lee Branham is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Lee, give us your website, please. Tell us where the book's available.
www.keepingthepeople.com. It's available on that website, and it's in all most major bookstores and certainly on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com.
How to recognize the subtle signs and act before it's too late. The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. I'm sure many of you out there listening right now could use some help from this. We actually all can. Okay, Lee, is it really I actually remember, I was a good employee, Lee, for 23 years until I started my own company. And I actually remember working more than once in a place where I loved what I did. For years, for several years, I loved what I did. I couldn't wait to go to work. Is that possible today?
Well, absolutely. That's going to be the title of my new book, which I'm co-authoring with Mark Hirschfeld, and the new book is called Lucky to Work Here. That's the working title, anyway. And it's called Lucky to Work Here because that's the phrase I keep seeing in the comments of the people that responded to the survey that we sent out to 1.8 million companies around the United States.
Wow.
For the listeners who live in cities where they have a business journal sponsored by the American Cities Business Journal.
One of the 40 cities.
Mm-hmm. There are 40 cities, and companies who want to compete for a Best Places to Work competition can apply if they have a local business journal. And I have access to all the surveys that have been completed over the last 4 years, and it's 1.8 million of them.
Wow.
And I've been reading them word comment by comment, and every now and then, among the highest scoring companies, I see phrases like, I love working here, I have an immense pride in telling people I work here.
What do those companies do to make people write things like that?
Well, obviously they do something, Jim. You've experienced it yourself. You've experienced the change when you were happy in a company, and all of a sudden you were telling me during the break something changed.
In two different cases where I love back-to-back, where I loved what I did for 5 years,
right.
In both cases, things happened to those companies. They made decisions that made it not so much fun to work there.
Exactly. So you're one of those top 20 engaged employees, right? You were willing to give more than you had to every day, and yet it still had an impact on you, didn't it?
No question about it. No question about it.
Right. So there is something in the environment. There's something leaders do and don't do, whether it's decision making or how they treat people on a face to face basis day after day.
I wonder if the big companies. This is one of the issues I've got with Wall Street, Lee. Some of the big companies are more interested in what the analysts say about their company than they are in what their employees say about their company. I think that's a serious problem in America today. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. They got their eye on the wrong ball. They're looking at shareholder return when they should be looking at the people that are creating the value for the shareholders. And that's
they're killing the goose instead of nourishing the goose to lay the more golden eggs, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, they just don't get it. A lot of them don't. And they're too focused on the things they can't control. Let's focus on the employees who control the interactions with the customers. And if the customers are coming back, then the shareholders are going to be happy.
If I were a new board member of any major corporation and they said, what do you think the first thing we should do? I would say, what would happen if we never gave analysts a quarterly projection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What if we never gave them guidance every quarter? What if we didn't do that? I think if businesses stopped giving analysts guidance and started focusing more on their employees and their customers, I think this economy could launch. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely the key, and there are a few companies out there that are doing that. The Costco's of the world.
Some companies are. They're not giving guidance, are they?
No, they're not. They're saying that's the wrong direction to go, and I think we're going to see more of that and not less, because I think companies are gradually beginning to get it, and what's caused them to start getting it is there's going to be a shortage of workers compared to the number of jobs. There already is,
Lee. That ship has sailed.
Well, what I'm saying is it's going to get even worse as boomers retire in bigger numbers as we approach 2000.
I actually believe, Lee, that we've got more of an economic challenge ahead of us from not having enough workers than anything we're going through otherwise right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're going to look at, by the time we hit 2010, 2011, we're going to look back on 2005 and 6 and say, boy, those were the good old days.
Those were the good years. Hey, Lee, give us the website one more time, please.
www.keepingthepeople.com.
The book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Thanks, Lee, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.